The Bleck and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. DuPage Credit Union has vehicle rates as low as 1.99% APR. Lock in your low rate today. For credit costs and terms or to apply, visit DuPageCU.com. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
When you're at home, don't miss Bleck and Abdallah.
I got stories that'll raise the hair on your head.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Rather looking forward to it.
Bleck and Abdallah.
On ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, there's a lot to do. 6:30 White Sox baseball pregame show starts here on ESPN 1000 with Connor McKnight. But I mean, it's Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. We have to address this first. Is it in poor form to show up from out of town and not text your friends that you're coming into town, but then you expect your friends to be available to go to dinner?
Don't do
this. Is that in poor form? Is that something that just happened? Is that something behind the scenes that you and I just witnessed?
Don't do this.
Wait, do what? I'm just asking the question.
Don't do this.
Is it in poor form to show up from out of town and to expect your friends to just be available to just go to dinner?
It's not even dinner.
Okay, so what does he want you to do? Because I'm busy.
I know your plan set, yeah.
So I cannot entertain our friend who shall not be named, who was just in studio with Waddle and Sylvie about 15 minutes ago. So what was it? You guys aren't going to dinner now? Did you know about this? Am I the only one?
So here's how this. You want to go back and say how this all started? So this all started like 2 weeks ago. I texted Nick and I go, hey, I'm going to be out of town.
You said a name.
Oh, you know, I mean, you gave it away a while ago. So I said, hey, I'm going to be in San Francisco for a few days. Let's get dinner. And he didn't respond for like a week. And then I go, what, are we not friends anymore? I'm trying to plan stuff. And he said, I'm going to be in Chicago for a week starting on Monday. And I'm like, great. Let's get dinner. No response. Finally, I text him yesterday. It's Tuesday. And I'm like, hey, man, are we getting dinner? He goes, yup. And then that was it. And then all of a sudden, this dude shows up to the studio.
That's all the conversation. Yep. No date. No, okay, yeah. Wednesday,
no.
Maybe Thursday,
no. And let's,
maybe on Friday.
Look, I'm not trying to say that we're great friends with Nick Friedel. But when Nick Friedel moved here, we took him out. We showed him the town.
I mean, you can say that. He stood up in my wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in your wedding.
I would hope that someone that stood up in my wedding
in
is
your
a good
wedding,
friend.
Right? So he comes in just now. Of course, he's walking across, rocking down downtown Chicago, beautiful State Street, right by the First Midwest Bank Studios. Comes in, says hi to Waddle and Sylvie, does a segment with them. It's great. You can get that on the ESPN Chicago app. Then I say to him, when are we getting dinner? Well, I thought tonight. But your boy's busy, and he's talking to you.
At no point, by the way, do we make any plans to go to dinner tonight.
No, you had a life-changing day today. Congratulations. You and your beautiful wife, you closed out a house.
Thank you.
Congratulations. So you're going out celebrating, as you should. You've had reservations. You've got plans. So he goes, hey, he goes, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm doing the show till 6:30. He goes, all right, well, let's go get drinks. I go, why not dinner? He goes, because I'm going to Gibson's at 9:30.
Oh, so you were just the filler?
I'm just the filler.
You're the filler.
I'm just the filler.
So the friend comes into town, doesn't ask when or what we should do, when we're free, when we're available, when to see. He just shows up, expect a dinner. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to backtrack. I'm going to be the bigger person. I'm going to make for you.
I'll go to dinner with just me and Nick. I got no problem with that.
Oh, well, he doesn't really want to get dinner.
No, he just wants to get drinks.
He just wants to get some drinks.
So he wants me to go up to his hotel. He says a bar. I go, I'm not eating dinner there. And he goes, not that I'm above it. It's just not a place where I want to have dinner. Like, I'll go there for drinks. If we're going to have dinner, let's have dinner. Right?
Unbelievable.
And I don't even know if they serve food at this bar.
I don't. Maybe popcorn.
I don't think they serve food at this bar.
The little dish.
And so I was like, let's go get dinner. He's like, well, I'm going to go, you know, and I'm not, listen, Nick might want to eat twice, but I doubt it. Plus, he's like, I got to go up to my hotel. I got to shower. And I go, dude, I'm done in 25 minutes. You're going to get up to your hotel and shower and be ready?
He Orlando shuffles over there.
No,
there's no
freaking way.
There's no way.
No way.
Now, he's the best.
I love Nick.
This is amazing.
What we've
experienced in the last 15 minutes is fantastic.
The fact that
he thought you were going to be the filler to his date at Gibson's. Who's he going out with at Gibson's
with? Then I said, what about Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday before I leave on Monday? There's people coming into town. I got to see the people. I'm like, so you've been here for 3 days. You don't want to see us.
Yeah.
And now you're too busy to see us.
All right. It's cool. All right. I mean, I'm ready to talk basketball and also White Sox baseball right around the corner. Dylan Cease on the mound tonight. He's 7-5 on the season with a 4.15 ERA. The White Sox are 58-37 on the season.
Big game.
They are rolling. They won last night 9-5 over the Twins. They get the Twins again tonight.
Yeah.
Connor McKnight will have your pregame show right here on ESPN 1000 starting at 6:30. You know, we got baseball thoughts. We got some NFL conversation. We also have thoughts on the NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks win the title last night. We have a lot of things to talk about in the sports world, but I'm still taken aback by the way you and I were just offered to be filler.
No, I get it.
Before Nick's meal tonight,
later on this evening. It happens, but I mean, hold on. So do I go?
Well, so how did he leave? What did you leave it at? Because I know you were like, we got to go on the air, Nick. We got to go.
He doesn't listen. The Orlando Shuffle doesn't understand that we have 2 minutes in between the two shows and then we start right away.
Come on, Bobby.
You said goodbye to him and I said, let's say goodbye just in case. Because I might not be coming. What am I supposed to do? I got to hang out and wait. First, I got to wait for him to be done with his shower and shuffle. And then I got to meet him, and then what? I don't get to eat till 9:30? What, is he going to watch me eat a sandwich?
Maybe. I've watched him eat sandwiches late at night before.
I go, come, let's go
just
up north.
Be a friend.
I go, why don't you meet me up north? He goes, I got to go to Gibson's. That's why I found out about Gibson's. Because he's going to Gibson's later.
Is it in poor form
to
try
and... Do I get the invite to Gibson's?
No. Oh, no. You cannot dine with that crowd.
No.
You can't sit at the table with whoever he's sitting
Here's
with.
Here's my friend, Adam.
I know you would think that you're good enough friends with him that he would be able to introduce you to whatever
I'm
that
a filler
party
friends.
Is.
I'm a,
whoever.
Here's what you need to know. Here's all you need to know. I texted him 3 weeks before my trip to San Francisco to say, hey, I'm going to be in your town. Yeah. I'm going to be in your city for 2 days. What day works better? Monday or Tuesday for a dinner, lunch, whatever you want to do. I'm on vacation. What do I got to do? My wife loves Nick. Loves Nick. She would love a great big hug from Nick. I'm going to be in Chicago. Okay. So now he's such a good friend, Chris. I gave him 3 weeks in advance. What do I get? I get 20 minutes? I get a 20-minute notice?
Now,
I don't know. Should I go?
To go be the filler?
Yeah.
Kind of, because I want to know who you're filling for.
I don't think he'll tell me. I mean, he'll tell me, but I don't know if I can broadcast.
I'm sure if you sit... Well,
I don't know if I can broadcast that.
Oh, wow. It's a secret meeting.
No. If he didn't tell us...
Is it romantic?
Us,
is it romantic?
If he didn't...
Is it up there...
I hope people on Twitch can see my face.
Oh, so it's not going to be romantic is what you're saying. All right.
Maybe it is. Maybe that's why he didn't want to tell me.
All right. Amir in Lincoln Square. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Amir?
Amir!
Hey, guys.
What's up?
So I got a little comment on the Nick situation before I move on to the, the list, if you got time.
Oh,
right. College football
college
list.
Football.
Sure, absolutely.
So I actually was in a relatively similar situation recently to the friend in town not letting you know. The way I see it, no one's really being a jerk here, especially if you don't end up going. I mean, the whole filler thing is another level, and maybe you should talk to him next time you see him about that. But, you know, if he's just dropping by, you know, if you got time for it, okay. But if you don't, there's no obligation, and you shouldn't feel bad about not going. I mean, he might have a little bit of a guilty conscience after this whole thing on the air, but I don't know. I mean, people are forgetful. I sometimes forget to reply to some text here and there. I don't know. I try to err on the side of caution.
It's not that I don't have time. It's that I don't care. And I don't even care about being the filler. I just don't want to not eat till 9:30.
You're a filler friend.
No, that's not good.
It's what it is.
That's super fair. Super fair. And that never feels good, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. You want to be a real friend, not a filler friend. No, we get that. Hey, Amir, you've been calling us for the last couple of weeks. You are someone who did not go to a school for college that had a college football team. And so you called us up and you said, I need your help, Bleck and Abdallah, for me to pick a team that I could start to follow so I can really get into college football. And in the last couple of weeks, you gave us a list of teams.
Abdallah has the list.
Read off the teams that we have.
So we are 6 weeks away from the beginning of college football, Chris, and we started with seven, and we started with Notre Dame, Iowa, Oregon, Miami, Florida, Illinois, and Wisconsin. And as Tyler Aki, our producer, has said, that he tweeted about it, created a cool graphic for it, said that Bielema lost another in-state recruit as Illinois, as Amir has eliminated Illinois last week. So now we're down to six: Notre Dame, Iowa, Oregon, Miami, Florida, and Wisconsin.
Amir, now eliminate another team. Go ahead.
To the dismay of my high school water polo coach, who, in regards to Waddle and Sylvie's last bit, I still call coach, it's going to have to be Wisconsin.
Oh, Bucky.
Wow.
How about that?
Wisconsin gone. Wow. See, Camp Randall, I've heard. I've never been. But I hear it's a fun place to see a game. But you will not be experiencing that. You will not be experiencing jump around, as now we are down to the most local team possible, Notre Dame, because it's the it's proximity wise.
Right.
Iowa, Oregon with the drip.
Okay.
Miami. It's all about the U.
U.
And of course, Florida, which, yeah, Jumpman school. But I would have put money on Florida being the next one gone.
All right, so we're now down to five teams,
We're down to five.
Amir, so you'll call us next week, and we'll eliminate that fifth team and get it down to a final four?
Yes, sir. Thanks again, guys.
All right, Amir, thank you, man. Have a great night. That's Amir in Lincoln Square.
I love this dumb bit. We're handing out roses to schools.
Yeah, why not? You and I love talking college football. Amir enjoys listening to the show. He wants a part of the action. He wants a team to support. So
absolutely,
we're going to help him out. He's got some good options still available. I mean, you're just a filler friend. It's cool.
No, look, I just...
In the passing by conversation that we had, Nick also said he needed to sleep on my couch on Friday. So... You know, filler friend and then the couch guy. You know,
like that. See, I didn't know that because the way he said it, it sounded like he said it that you knew that he was going to be staying with you on Friday.
So, how this conversation started, like you, about a month ago, I had a conversation with him. He said, I'm going to be in town during these dates.
Yeah.
I said, well, if you need somewhere to stay,
of course,
let me know.
Yeah.
And like you, I have not heard from him until he showed up into the studio. Well, that's why I'm saying.
What if you had other house guests? Is it just Friday? Is it Friday, Saturday? Because he told us he's staying till Tuesday.
No, I know.
So is he staying with you Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
I hope he's ready to get up early because we have an early tea time
on
Saturday.
So if he's staying with us
on Friday night, he better be ready to get up.
You're not just going to let him stay? Autumn's there.
No, yeah, sure. But listen, let's get this bed and breakfast going. We're getting up. We're getting going for it. Come on. Rock stars at night. Rock stars in the morning.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000. Shot!
White Sox baseball coming up in 10 minutes right here on ESPN 1000. Connor McKnight has the pregame show and the postgame show. Glenn Casper, Darren Jackson have the call of the game right here on ESPN 1000. The White Sox playing great baseball. Dylan Cease on the mound tonight. You can hear the White Sox right here on ESPN 1000. Your home for White Sox baseball. The White Sox Network. It's Bleck and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. Thank you to Sean Davis producing tonight's show. It's a short show. We're only on until 6:30 tonight. But Abdallah, tell me about when I can see you outside the station, out and about, because that's something that's taking place on Saturday.
Well, Chris, you mentioned the White Sox, and if you want to win some White Sox tickets, the White Sox head up to Milwaukee this weekend. If you want a chance to go see the White Sox in Milwaukee, come hang out with me at the Mars Cheese Castle.
Yeah.
The Mars Cheese Castle, I'll be there on Saturday from 2 to 4. Register to win tickets to that night's game. So 2 o'clock, Mars Cheese Castle. It's the great cheese giveaway. Get it? Because you're great. You're great cheese. It's a great cheese giveaway.
That's perfect for you.
Listen.
For someone who loves puns, That's fantastic. I love that.
It's a great cheese giveaway. Two tickets to the White Sox. It's Carlos Rodon's pitching that night in Milwaukee. So come out, hang out, enjoy some cheese. It's not just Cheese Castle. Like, that's the name, Mars Cheese Castle. They got a bakery. They got all the meats that go along with the cheeses for your charcuterie board.
Bacon?
Yeah, they got everything you want. What do you put on a charcuterie board?
Different meats.
They got all that. They got ales. They got drinks. They got beer. They got everything you want. Come hang out with me, 2 to 4, win some Sox tickets, go cheer them on in Milwaukee as they take on the Brewers.
And speaking of Milwaukee, last night the Bucks win the NBA championship. And in a conversation we've had here on the show about Giannis Antetokounmpo and what the Bucks have done to kind of build this team to get to this point. And it's last week we had this conversation. If you were to ask your friends who's the best player in the world, would they answer Giannis? Or would they say Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Luka Doncic? Like, there's kind of a few guys people could pick from. And I wonder if what Giannis did in the finals has changed a lot of opinions when it comes to how people perceive the arc of his career will be. Because I'm not going to lie, I talked about it last night. He has, absolutely. You know why? And rightfully so, because the finals are the most important games possible. So if you play the way he has in the NBA finals, you then automatically have to recalibrate the way you view a player because this is the ultimate spot. And that's why we value what Jordan did at such a high regard, because Jordan was at his best in the NBA finals 6 different times. And last night for Milwaukee and Giannis, it was incredible to watch.
I think that it changes your perspective of him as one of the best players in the NBA, but I still think that you need someone as a sharp shooting three-point guy, right? Because he proved, you can put up 50, you go to the line 19 times or whatever it was, and you're getting all your buckets inside, and you hit a three every once in a while, but we know he can't shoot that well. So can he repeat this? But to me, this makes it all the more better for him and his situation in Milwaukee, because now free agents will look at this, I think, and say, hey, I want it. Look, if he's only 26, he's going to be one of the best players in the NBA for the foreseeable future. I want to go to Milwaukee and pair up with Giannis now.
How does he compare to others getting their first title? LeBron's first title, 2012 for the Heat. He was 27 years old. It was his 9th year in the league. Durant, 2017 with the Warriors. He was 28, 10th year in the league. Jordan, 1991, the Bulls. He was 27. It was his 7th year in the league. Shaquille O'Neal, a lot of comparisons to what Giannis has done in the finals to Shaq. Shaq in the Lakers in 2000, he was 27 years old. It was his 8th year in the league. And Giannis, last night, the 2021 Milwaukee Bucks win the title. He's 26, so the youngest out of the group. It's his 8th year, so he's on par with LeBron, Durant, Michael, Shaq. Like, this is exactly the way it begins, and now we have to prepare ourselves for Giannis doing this more than once.
Mm-hmm.
And how many can he collect to then rise into the conversation with the other all-time greats?
And who will join him? I'm telling you, someone's going to want to join him.
Well, but it's also novel to point out that, you know, now we have 2 of 3 years, we have teams, Toronto and Milwaukee, not cities that people talk about when they talk about free agency, and then also cities that, you know, Kawhi forced his way to Toronto, but not known to always land the big free agent like Miami, Los Angeles, and New York always talked about.
But now he could. It is a major market. I mean, it is Milwaukee, so he could. He could.
We have White Sox baseball coming up, but first, let's get to the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, live.
Oh, baby! Tonight's song of the night... Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle, from 1987. Appetite for Destruction. This is the first track off that album. Was released July 21st, 1987.
Close. We did Guns N' Roses last week.
Yeah,
we know.
We're double dipping.
We know. But when the album comes out, one of the best rock albums of all time, we have to double dip. Also, probably one of the best opening songs of an album ever. If you can think, it's tough to think of off the top of your head, but
what,
I'm just telling
opens,
you.
Back in Black for AC/DC?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Open that up.
I don't know. I'd have to look. But Appetite for Destruction, like you mentioned, released today, 1987. One of the, like, if you, like, I went back and listened to it. Is this?
I was right. Hell's Bells.
Is this a hot take?
Go ahead.
Is this a hot take?
One of the greatest albums of all time.
One of the greatest albums of all time.
Give me the take.
You know which one I skip? If I have to skip one, if we go to the track listing here, there's 12 songs. You know what song I skip because I hear too much? I skip Sweet Child of Mine.
I could see that. You absolutely don't skip Welcome to the Jungle because
it's
sheer adrenaline and just in your face. And like this to me is exactly what, if you said what did late 80s rock sound like this is it. Like this is the apex of that moment. In time. Yeah, you're right. You know, Sweet Child of Mine is a totally different song. Because, like, that went mainstream in a different way.
Yeah.
And so you're right. You've heard it enough that you don't need to listen to it when you listen to the album. But, I mean, this is just raw in your face.
Can I give you an update?
Give it to me.
On the filler friend.
Oh, yeah?
So I texted him. I texted our friend Nick.
How about this? Let's Eric Gagne's walk-up music.
Okay,
or,
more song
walk-out music.
More song
That's
facts.
That's from Connor McKnight. He's coming up with
Connor.
White Sox baseball in 2 minutes. He's not a filler friend.
He's not. I'd get dinner, not just drinks, with Connor McKnight. So Nick has texted me. I said to him, I just flat out texted him, when can we get dinner, not just drinks? And he said, Saturday or Sunday. I go, let's do that. So prepare yourself for Saturday. Don't eye roll.
I didn't eye roll. I didn't.
Maybe after a fresh 36. You know where you are. You're in the jungle, baby. You're gonna die. Ow. What does Twitches think of this song?
You know, the other great aspect of Axl Rose from back in the day was, like, all the yelling he would do in between actual lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was his marquee.
Yeah.
He was awesome at it. And then he went weird, but
well,
but
and
still.
Being a great live frontman,
sure,
not so much anymore.
Yeah, no,
it'll happen. Happens to the best of them. Do you know that Steven Tyler wrote "Mama Kin"?
Song of the night.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, live.
White Sox baseball next.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdullah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.